Christians who have made a difference.
The man we are looking at today was an Australian and had no formal education. His mother taught him to read by reading the Bible with him. Yet he educated himself by reading the classics and studying the Bible. He became the greatest union organiser in Australian history. He played a leading role in the formation of both Australia's largest union, the Australian Workers' Union, and the Australian Labor Party. He supported the Federation of Australian States when many unionists were against federation. In 1972, the Canberra suburb of Spence was named after him. In October 2003, the Australian Workers' Union named its Melbourne headquarters in his honour. His name is William Guthrie Spence, and he was a practising Christian. William Spence was born in 1846 in the Orkneys, Scotland. His family moved to Australia in 1853 when William was 6 years old, and they settled in Creswick, Victoria. As a youngster, he witnessed the Eureka Rebellion in nearby Ballarat. He went to work at a young age as a butcher, a farm labourer, and at age 14 as a miner in the goldfields around Ballarat. In 1874, at age 28, Spence was one of a number of militant mine workers who formed the Amalgamated Miners Association of Victoria, and he became the union's general secretary in 1882. He was a superb organiser. He led the union into mergers with similar unions in the other Australian colonies, forming the Amalgamated Miners Association of Australasia. In 1886, he became the first president of the Amalgamated Shearers Union, the ASU. By 1890, most shearers in South Australia, Victoria and New South Wales had joined the union, and 85% of the shearing sheds were open to union members only. Spence had been stunningly successful. In 1894, Spence led the amalgamation of his miners' union, his shearers' union and other rural workers into the Australian Workers' Union, the AWU. The AWU was Australia's largest and most powerful union for the next 50 years. He was the AWU's secretary from 1894 to 1898 and president from 1898 to 1917. The union continues to be a power in Australia to this day. Through some failed strikes from 1891 to 94, Spence realised that unions needed to have political traction, so he turned his attention to politics and promoted the fledgling Labor Party. But he continued his union duties with the AWU. In 1898, Spence became Member of Parliament for Cobar in the New South Wales Parliament. As Member for Cobar and head of the AWU, he was one of the most powerful men in New South Wales politics. In this role, he supported the Federation of the Australian Colonies, contending with many others in the Labor movement who opposed the move. Federation went ahead in 1901. In 1901, he was elected as a founding member to the first Australian House of Representatives. He was Member of Parliament for the Darling electorate until 1917. In 1916, Prime Minister Hughes decided to introduce conscription to maintain Australia's contribution to the Allied forces in World War I. Most of the Labor Party bitterly opposed this. The party expelled all members of Parliament who supported the conscription bill. So did the Australian Workers' Union, and Spence's role in the unions and Labor Party came to an end. He turned to farming and died in 1926 at the age of 80. Often the founders of trade unions and the Labor Party in Australia are stereotyped as atheistic socialists, but most were Methodist Christians. Spence was a prime example of these men. In his early years, Spence was secretary and Sunday school superintendent of the Creswick Presbyterian Church. Later, he was a preacher in Methodist churches. He knew the downside of alcohol, so was a teetotaler and a leader in the temperance movement. The temperance movement sought to put controls on alcohol consumption and fought for many social improvements. Spence was unsurpassed in his concern for the working people of Australia. He always maintained that he was doing what Jesus would have him do for the downtrodden of society. Christianity taught the redemption through Jesus Christ brings with it a changed life. This in turn works itself out in both personal piety and social action. He constantly argued that the labour movement must be based on the values of Jesus. He wrote in 1892 that New Unionism was simply the teachings of that greatest of all social reformers, Him of Nazareth, whom all must revere. He was a superb negotiator. He was genial and calm, even under extreme pressure. He stood out as a remarkable man, trusted by all. Many of his successes were due to the high regard people had for his principles. Workers joined unions because they knew he was the leader. We salute William Spence, a Christian who made a difference for Australian workers and for Australia.